The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back to another installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com, also on Twitter at SWJ Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And you can also listen to our sister podcast, the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast, early in the wee hours of the morning between midnight and sunrise on Saturdays, following each week of Friday Night Action exclusively on Spotify and on Anchor at anchor.fm/SWJ Network. So, 11 weeks down. Only 1 week to go in this high school football regular season. I mean, the time, has just flown by so fast. I mean, just unbelievable, what happened. So, for the X amount of time we have here. Gonna talk about all the various playoff scenarios, and going into week number 12, the final week of the regular season, and the week of November 5th, Friday November 5th of 2021 or 2021, just go through all those scenarios, not so much focus on any individual stats, but focus more on which teams have clinched region championships as well as playoff berths in general, and which teams just still have a lot to play for. And that'll include any key games that will be played this week. So, not much time to waste, so let's get started. How about starting at right at the top, as almost always, in Class 7A, Region 1-7A, and the Lowndes Vikings have already clinched their Region 1-7A title, and the Vikings from Valdosta will be the number one seed no matter what happens. And however, the Vikings did get a scare from number 4 seed Camden County on the final week of the regular season. And Camden County Camden County took a 29-28 lead, touchdown and 2-point conversion late in the fourth quarter. However, quarterback Ja'Kari Brown threw a 78-yard touchdown pass to Chase Belcher with 13 seconds remaining. So, and then final score, Lowndes 35, Camden County 29. So Lowndes not only finishes the regular season at 8-2 overall, they finished Region 1 7A play undefeated at 3-0. And that was at Camden County, in right in between Kingsland and St. Mary's, Georgia, in the southern part of the county, right near the Florida state line. And the real battle, or the big game of the week in Region 1-7A, was for second place at Gene Brody Field on the campus of Tift County High School in Tifton. And the Tift County Blue Devils outlasted the Cretch, and that was in, let's check that, the battle for second place in Region 1-7A was in Moultrie at MacTharp Stadium, and the Colquitt County Packers defeated the Tift County Blue Devils 31-6, and Colquitt had a 17-0 lead at the half, and just never really looked back. And Colquitt County also finishes the regular season at 8-2, just like Lowndes, but they end Region 1-7A play at 2-1. And Charlie Pace rushed for 84 yards. Nico Fan was 12 out of 17 passing for 142 yards. So Region 1-7A looks this way. Now this will be the number one seed, followed by Colquitt County, Tiff County, and Camden County. And this is something that's straight out of the Believe It or Not department. And the Tiff County Blue Devils played 8 home games this past regular season. And you could have had a shot, could have played a 9th home game going into the playoffs. And had they defeated Colquitt County, which obviously turned out not to be the case. So again, you got Lowndes in 1, Colquitt 2, Tiff 3, and Camden 4. And all 4 teams in Region 1-7A will advance to the playoffs. And before moving on, and then, you know, obviously we're going to be here for a while, breaking down any potential playoff scenarios. So if you haven't done so already, and I encourage you to grab your favorite snack or beverage or whatever you have on hand, and listen closely. And no, I don't mind if you pause. I don't mind if you pause the player. And then when you come back, you can just pick up where you left off. Anyways. And you got Lowndes, Colquitt, Tiff, and Camden. And the top 4, those are the 4 seeds. And just that 4-team region. Again, Lowndes is the 1, Colquitt County 2, Tiff County 3, Camden County at number 4. And then, and the way the brackets work out for the GHSA state playoffs. And teams from Region 1 will face the teams from Region 3, or Regions 3, if you will. And 2 will face 4, and 5 against 7, 6 against 8. And there are 8 regions, and actually 7 regions, it's really 8. If you consider the fact that class single A is split up into private and public school subdivisions. So 2 separate subdivisions there. So having said that, Lowndes is the number 1 seed in 1-7A, involved by Colquitt County, Tiff County, and Camden County. So in matchup has already been set so far in Class 7A in Camden County, will go to North Cobb, the Region 3-6A champions, 3-7A champions. So, North Cobb will go to North Paulding, and North Paulding will hope to clinch a playoff berth with a win. And then Marietta goes to Walton in the battle for second place in Region 3-7A. So Walton comes in at 3-1 in Region 3, Marietta 2-2. And Marietta's 5-4 overall, with one of those losses coming to Colquitt County. So that'll be interesting to see. I mean, the winner of that game. So the winner of that game obviously will hit the Colquitt, and the winner will host Tiff County next week. And the loser more than likely will have to travel to Colquitt County. Again, so while a lot of region champions have already been decided, a lot of and a lot of other, a lot of region champions have been decided. You know, there's still a lot to be undecided, not only as far as playoff scene goes, but who will even make the playoffs. And how about moving on to Class 6A? And very much like in 1-7A, the Lee County Trojans already wrapped up their region title, winning Region 1-6A crown for the fifth straight season. And the Trojans took care of that business when they rolled past north side of Warner Robins 41-7 on October 22nd. And then the Trojans traveled to Valdosta and Bazemore Higher Stadium to face the Valdosta Wildcats in what was the final regular season game for the Wildcats under first-year head coach Shelton Felton. And Lee County built a 13-0 lead over Valdosta during the first half thanks to touchdown runs from Osmani Cromar, as well as J.D. Hugerson. And then Valdosta scored its only points with a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Less than 4.5 minutes to go, but couldn't get any closer. And Lee County held Valdosta to 147 total yards in a 13-6 victory. So Lee County with the win finishes the regular season at 9-1 overall. And 2-0 in Region 1-6A. And I say 2-0 because Valdosta finishes its 2021 season at 4-6 overall. And no record in Region 1-6A action. And Valdosta's been banned from postseason play because of all the penalties that the GHSA imposed upon them. And due to the funny money scandal that involved now former head coach Rush Probst earlier this year. And one of those penalties included a postseason ban. So Valdosta's season is now over. So the focus turns to basketball at Valdosta High School. As for Lee County and the Trojans, we'll just sit back and we'll at least had a bye week to try to rest up and heal, from all those injuries, and then find out who their first round opponent could be. And as Region 1 is squaring off against Region 3 in the first round of the playoffs, and you're looking at the Region 3-6A lineup and what happened last week in Alcove. It proved to 4-0 in Region 3, as well as the 4-4 overall with a 27-18 victory over Heritage of Conyers. Evans was an easy winner over Rockdale County 40-6, and Lakeside of Evans won 37-7 easily over Grovetown. So they got the Region 3-6A standings. You got Evans and Alcove both sitting at 4-0 in Region 3-6A. Evans 8-1 overall. Alcove out of Covington, Georgia, 4-4 overall. And then you got Lakeside of Evans, your number 3 seed, thanks to wins over Heritage of Conyers as well as Grovetown. And Lakeside of Evans is 2-2 in the region, 3-6 overall. And then Grovetown is 1-3 and 2-7. Heritage 1-3, 1-8. And Rockdale County winless at 0-4 and 1-7. So the big game of the week there, at least for Friday, got Heritage of Conyers heading east along either I-20 or US Highway 78 to Grovetown, Georgia, to face Grovetown. and both teams sitting at 1-3 in region 3-6A. And it's just that simple, really, where that game goes to the playoffs and will travel to Lee County next week, while the loser season will come to an end. And the really big game in Region 3-6A won't be played until Saturday. And Evans heads west into Covington to face Alcove. And the winner of that game is in both teams sitting at 4-0 in Region 3-6A, with Evans coming in at 8-1 overall and Alcove at 4-4 overall. And two of Alcove's four losses came to Region 1-7A teams. Alcove lost to Colquitt County as well as the Lowndes. So, and the thing here is that, again, where that game, where the game will win the Region 3-6A title and host that first round bye, since Valdosta has been banned from the state playoffs this season. And the loser will finish second and host Houston County in the battle for second place in Region 1-6A last week in Warner Robins. It was north side of Warner Robins rolling past Houston County 38-21 in Region 1-6A. Looks this way as far as seeds go. Lee County number one. North side of Warner Robins 2, Houston County 3, and again, Valdosta on the outside looking in because of the postseason ban. And the big thing here is that as far as Lee County is concerned. And a big thing as far as Lee County is concerned, it'll be is whom they'll host in the first round next week. And so Lee County will await the winner of the Heritage Conyers Grovetown game up in Grovetown, Georgia, in Columbia County, just west of Augusta, this Friday. So again, the winner of that game, well, head down to Leesburg to face Lee County. And while the loser of that contest, their season will be over. So Heritage Conyers versus Grovetown. Again, it's that simple. Winner goes to the playoffs, loser goes home. So that's the one thing anyone that's listening needs to remember. And another thing to be reminded of, and if I were a Lee County Trojans fan, I would root for Decula to pull off the upset over Buford. And why is that? In the Region 8-6A standings, and Buford and Decula both 5-0 in Region 8. And the Wolves are 8-1 overall, and their only loss came to Chaminade Madonna. And the Hula comes in at 5-0. And the Hula hosts Buford this week. And Buford's the number one team in Class 6A. So winner is the Region 8-6A champion. Loser finishes second. So if Buford wins, and both they and Lee County win their first two games, and Buford and Lee County with a square off and at the quarterfinal round in Class 6A on Black Friday. And however, Decula does manage to pull off the upset over Buford and knock Buford from the number one ranking. And then the Wolves would end up falling to the number two seed in Region 8-6A. Not only that, Buford ended up on the left side of the bracket, and then against the number three seed out of Region 6, and then the far left side of the bracket. If you're following along. And then Buford would pretty much have to play on the road from there for the most part. That is, I'm assuming no number one seeds getting knocked off and out along the way. And then that would mean Lee County would be able to avoid a potential rematch against Buford until the state championship games are played. That would be on either December 9th, 10th, or 11th of this year at Sarah Park Credit Union Stadium, formerly Turner Field in Midtown Atlanta. Turner Field, former home of the Atlanta Braves. Of course, we're not talking baseball here, we're talking high school football. So, that's a game Lee County fans should watch this week, in addition to whom the Trojans will face out of Region 3-6A. And I'm going to go ahead and move right along. How about Class 4A in Region 1? And the Thursday night game at Hugh Mills Stadium here in Albany. And the Cairo Syrup Makers rallied from a 21-16 deficit, scoring a touchdown and a two-point conversion late to knock off the Dari Trojans 24-21. Very tough loss for Daugherty, who jumped out to a 5-0 start. Jumped out to a 5-0 start, I should say, after going winless and 0-5 during a 2020 season that was cut short due to COVID-19. And then, so Daugherty and Cairo just went toe-to-toe. Trojans had a chance to not only put Cairo away, but probably could have, finished no worse than second in Region 1-4A. Had they held on to beat Cairo. But instead, the Trojans suffered their second loss of the season, and then dropping them to 2-2 Region 1-4A, as well as 7-2 overall, with only one game left to play. And the Friday night games in Region 1-4A, and the Bainbridge Bearcats clinched their second Region 1-4A title after rolling past the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets 38-21, and in the meaningless game in at Hugh Mills Stadium on Friday night. The Monroe Tornadoes picked up Region win number 1 in 2021 after edging the Westover Patriots 21-20. And Monroe with a win improved to 1-3 in Region 1-4A, as well as 3-6 overall, with just one game left to play. And Westover, under first-year head coach Adam Miller, is still winless in Region 1-4A, 0-4, as well as 2-7 overall. And again, quick look at the Region 1-4A standings. In Bainbridge, the Region 1-4A champion is 4-0 and 6-3 overall, undefeated still. In region play, Cairo will be the second place team, moving to 3-1 in region play and 5-3 overall after that come from behind win over Daugherty. And then Daugherty, as mentioned, is 2-2 in region play, as well as 7-2 overall. And Thomas County Central, after the loss to Bainbridge, fell to 2-2 in region, 5-4 overall. Again, rounding out in Region 1-4A, Monroe again moved to 1-3 region play, as well as the 3-6 overall under first-year head coach Lacey Herring after the win over Westover. And the Patriots are ran up the rear 0-4 in the region, 2-7 overall. So, and a quick look at this week's lineup, and the Cairo Surfmakers returned to Humale Stadium to close out the regular season against the Westover Patriots. And we'll try to end the season on a winning note and try to get that goose egg to the left of the hyphen removed. Try to build some much-needed momentum going into the offseason. That's on Thursday, that Cairo Westover game on Thursday, November 4th. And on Friday, November 5th, then really that's the big game of the week in the game. That's the game of the week in Region 1-4A. Thomas County Central taking on Daugherty at Humale Stadium here in Albany. So both Daugherty and Thomas County Central are 2-2 in Region 1-4A. So it's really that simple. And the winner of that game will be the number 3 seed. And then and we'll head up into Savannah to face number 2 seed Jenkins in the first round of the state playoffs. And the loser will fall to the number 4 seed and have the unenviable task of facing the number 3 team in all Class 4A and the Benedictine Cadets. And Benedictine finished 8-2 in the regular season, but they were undefeated in Region 3-4A or 3-Quad-A this season. And they were 3-0, and Benedictine was an easy winner over Islands, 58-13, and Jenkins clinched second place in Region 3 with a 34-28 win over New Hampstead. Very close contest. And Jenkins finished the regular season at 5-4 overall and 2-1 in Region 3. And New Hampstead finished the regular season at 7-3 overall, but 1-2 in Region 3. That's Region 3 Quad A, by the way. And so Islands will be the number 4 seed in Region 3. We'll travel to Bainbridge, and New Hampstead will be Islands is the number 4 seed, finishing to win 3 in Region 3, 4A. And then you have to go all the way down to Bainbridge to face those Bearcats. And New Hampstead, as the number 3 seed in Region 3, will also head down into Southwest Georgia, travel on US Highway 84 to Cairo to face the syrup makers. So both New Hampstead and Islands will be on the road for that first round. So New Hampstead, Islands goes to Bainbridge. New Hampstead's at Cairo, and the winner of the Thomas County Central Daugherty game at Humale Stadium in Albany on Friday will go to Savannah to face number 2 seed Jenkins, and the loser of the Thomas County Central Daugherty game will fall to the number 4 seed and face Benedictine up in Savannah. So a lot to play for in Region 1-4A. So Daugherty and Thomas County Central, off to an 0-2 start. And then the Yellow Jackets reeled off 5 wins in a row. And then a little 13-0 lead at Cairo, lost in an upset, 14-13. And TCC came in ranked 8th in Class 4A in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Georgia High School Football Daily Poll. And then came the loss to Bainbridge this past Friday, October 29th, 38-21. Yellow Jackets win by 17 points over the Bearcats. And before moving on, remember to subscribe to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter And then you'll get the latest news on high school football delivered to your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday, during the high school football season. And that will continue until 1 week after all the state championships are crowned in December. So for more information, just go to GeorgiaHighSchoolFootballDaily.com. That's GeorgiaHighSchoolFootballDaily.com. All five words, all spelled out. Rolls one, GeorgiaHighSchoolFootballDaily.com. That's GeorgiaHighSchoolFootballDaily.com. And then there you'll find information on how to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily newsletter, which is completely free. And then, again, Georgia High School Football Daily, GeorgiaHighSchoolFootballDaily.com. And also, you got the Georgia High School Football Historians Association website at GHSFHA.org. That's GHSFHA.org. GHSFHA.org. You can find out more about the history of high school football in Georgia. In the past, in the present, and yes, even the future. Again, Georgia High School Football Historians Association website at GHSFHA.org. That's GHSFHA.org. Georgia High School Football Historians Association website. And, keep it going here. And Class AAA, or Region 2 AAA, and the Crisp County Cougars clinched the Region 2 AAA title with a 48-0 win over Central Macon. So the Cougars have now won 6 in a row after starting the season 0-3. Also, Mary Persons wins a big battle for the number 3 seed in Region 2, edging Jackson. There are longtime arch rivals, 23-21. Peach County over Upson Lee, 46-16 in Sumter County. The Sumter County Panthers, formerly the American Sumter Panthers, finally got win number 1 in 2021 after knocking off Pike County, 48-35. So Crisp County is the Region 2 AAA champion, 6-0 in the region, 6-3 overall. And hosting the Pike County. And the Cougars need just one more win to finish the regular season with 7 straight wins, which will make them 7-0 in Region 2 AAA play. So Crisp County, they'll be the Region 2 champions no matter what happens. Crisp County would be the number 2. Make that the number 1 seed in Region 2 AAA or 3A no matter what happens. Region 3 3A or 3 AAA. And then, so Region 2 will face off against Region 3 in the first round. And Liberty County is in sole possession of first place in that league after outlasting Beach 32-26. And a very close game from start to finish. And also, you had Southeast Bullock, a 34-6 winner over Windsor Forest, and then Johnson of Savannah over Savannah High, 48-0. And Liberty County, so and you look at the Region 3, 3A or 3 AAA standings. Liberty County's 5-1 in the region, 5-3 overall. Southeast Bullock is 4-1 in region, 8-1 overall. And then Windsor Forest, 4-3-2 and 4-4. Johnson Savannah, 2-2, 3-5. So Johnson will face Beach. So Windsor Forest takes on Savannah to try to hold on to that number 3 spot. And Southeast Bullock hosts Groves. So if say the playoffs ended right, so the regular season ended right now. And looking at the Region 2 versus 3 matchups, Johnson of Savannah as the number 4 seed in Region 3 will travel to Crisp County. So making that long trip, another Savannah area team traveling to Cordial, going down into deep South Georgia, the deepest parts of South Georgia, face Crisp County. Windsor Forest would visit Peach. Windsor Forest and Savannah visits Peach County, and Mary Persons, was the current number 3 seed, will go to Southeast Bullock. And finally, the number 4 seed, Jackson, will travel down to Liberty County. So, we are hoping that made sense there. So, again, so this is the Region 2 versus Region 2 AAA versus Region 3 AAA matchups. Have Jackson at Liberty County, Mary Persons at Southeast Bullock, Windsor Forest at Peach County, and finally Johnson of Savannah at the Crisp County. The Crisp County Cougars wrapping up their first season under head coach Miguel Patrick, replaced Brad Harbor as their head coach. And a quick reminder, you're listening to the High School Football Roundup podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. And keeping things going, I'm going to move on to Class AA and staying in the GHSA. And the Thomasville Bulldogs, who already clinched the Region 1 AA title with that 15-8 win over Fitzgerald up at Fitzgerald on October 22nd. Complete the regular season undefeated in Region 1 AA play after beating Berrien 35-21. So the Bulldogs finish the regular season at 5-0 Region 1 AA, 9-1 overall. And Fitzgerald bounced back quite nicely after the loss to Thomasville, rolling past the Cook Hornets down in Adel, Georgia. Ball score 46-26, Fitzgerald over Cook. And Fitzgerald will be the number 2 seed. And it was Early County winning over Worth County over in Sylvester at Milt Miller Field. Final score 54-31, Early County. And obviously the game was a whole lot closer than the final score indicated. And it was a back and forth battle for most of the contest. And Early County scored a touchdown late in the third quarter to take the lead for good. And the score was 33-31, something like that, at the end of the third quarter. And then the Bobcats held the Rams scoreless in that final period to get the victory. So, once again, their Early County defeats Worth County 54-31. So, Early County with that win not only finishes the regular season at 2-3 in Region 1 AA, but also 4-5 overall. And so the Bobcats clinched that fourth and final playoff berth. So Early County gets wins over Berrien as well as Worth County to clinch that number 4 spot in Region 1 AA. And as for the Worth County Rams, they finished their season at 4-6 overall, as well as 1-4 in Region 1 AA for the second year in a row under head coach Philip Ironside. So Worth County, just like they did last year, You know, they put up a good fight and got a few wins, got a couple of good wins early in the season. But you know, once they got into Region 1AA play, they were just unable to sustain that momentum. And so the Rams will be sitting out the postseason again. So Worth County's last trip to the playoffs was in 2016, going 7-5 overall. And I think they lost to, I know they got to the second round. I think they lost to Greater Atlanta Christian in the second round of the playoffs last year. And so, and only one game involving a Region 1AA team this week. Got Berrien hosting Brantley County this Friday. And so Berrien will try to end the 2021 season on a winning note. And then at least one first round game has already been set in Class AA. And you got the number 4 seed in Region 1AA, the Early County Bobcats, making a long trip up into Cochran, Georgia, and about an hour or so south of Macon to face the Bleckley County Royals, the number 3 team in the state. And Bleckley County finished the regular season undefeated at 10-0. And Bleckley County rolled past Southwest up in Macon 42-6 this past Thursday, October the 28th. And also, in the other games, had Dodge County outlasting Washington County 26-19. And Northeast Macon over Jasper County 40-7. And Northeast comes in at 4-1 in Region 3AA and 7-2 overall. And one of Northeast's two losses came to Daugherty from here in Albany earlier in the season. It was a 10-7 final score in favor of the Daugherty Trojans. And with the regular season already finished for Bleckley County, so it'll be Dodge County hosting Southwest Macon and Northeast Macon. Goes 40 plus miles up the road to Barnesville, Georgia, to face Lamar County. And Washington County's at home against Jasper County. So thinking Dodge is 3-2 region. And 3-2 region 3AA. Lamar and Washington, or Waco, for short, is 2-3 in the region. So still a lot to be decided. So it'll either be Lamar County or Washington County at this point. And having to travel down to Thomasville next week, and Dodge County as the number 3 seed will face Fitzgerald. And that would be a rematch of a regular season contest between both of those teams. And Northeast as the 2 seed will host Cook, and again that matchup that's already set in stone. Got the number 1 seed Bleckley County facing off against Bleckley County's the number 1 seed and champion of Region 3AA, hosting the number 4 seed out of Region 1AA and Early County Bobcats, and that would be rematch the second round. Buckley's like the 4 seed in Region 3. And then I think they upset Vidalia in that first round. And then Early County knocked off Putnam County all the way up in Edenton, Georgia. And then Buckley came down to Blakely. Buckley spelled B-L-E-C-K-L-E-Y. Buckley County traveled to B-L-A-K-E-L-Y, Blakely, Georgia. Be up in Early County. So Early County season ended in the second round, so I'm sure Early County will want some payback for last year's loss. Unlike last year, however, this will be you know, a big, much bigger challenge. And in class single A public, and the top two seeds in that region are already set. And Pelham clinched the region one single A public title with a 19-7 win over Seminole County. And that was the only game that counted in the region one single A public standings this week. And the other games, which were non-region games, Miller County rolled to an easy 47-0 win over Central of Tarleton. From Tarleton, Georgia, final score 47-0. Patola Charter, a 22-14 winner over Randolph Clay. And Terrell County shut out Mitchell County in a non-region game. On Thursday night in Camilla at Centennial Field, final score 9-0, Terrell over Mitchell. So Pelham, you look at the Region 1 single A public standings. Pelham finishes Region 1 single A play at 4-1, 6-4 overall, and Mitchell County's regular season is also over. And Mitchell County is also 4-1. Mitchell County also finished 4-1 in Region 1 single A public play, is 6-3 overall. So Pelham would be the number one seed. Mitchell County is the two seed. And both teams managed to finish on top under new head coaches Lamar Landing at Pelham and Dondrell Pinkins at Mitchell County. And Landing replaced Pinkins at Pelham, and Pinkins returned to Mitchell County to become the head coach there. I think he's in the second stint at Mitchell County, and Pinkins replaced Deshaun Brock. He's now at Bradwell Institute and along the Georgia coast in Hinesville, Georgia. And you got Terrell County sitting at 2-2 in the region, same as Seminole County. Same record as Seminole County, also 2-2 in the region. Terrell is 5-2 overall. Seminole County 3-6 overall, and then Miller County went 3 in the region, 3-6 overall. And the two big games there, you got Miller County visiting Randolph Clay. That's in Cuthbert, and then Seminole County will make the long trip up into Dawson. Seminole County made the long trip to Dawson to face Terrell County. So here's the thing here. So Terrell County wins. And they would be the number three seed in Region 3 single A. Not Region 3 single A, I meant one single A public. And Seminole County with a win will get the nod over Terrell for the number three spot. And this is where the Miller County Randolph Clay game comes in, and one of Terrell County's losses in region play. One of Terrell County's losses, two losses in region, one single A public play. Came to Miller County, 19-18 upset win for the Pirates over the Green Waves. So, Terrell County lost to Seminole. Plus a Miller County win over Randolph Clay would create a two-way tie for that fourth and final playoff berth. And say Miller County wins, Terrell County loses. Both teams will finish 2-3, but Miller County will win the tiebreaker based on that head-to-head win over Terrell County. And Seminole County, on October 22nd, edged Miller County in a low-scoring defensive struggle. Final score 9-8. Seminole over Miller County down in Donaldsonville, Georgia, on October 22nd. And then Seminole followed up that narrow win with a loss at Pelham last week. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line there. So, say Seminole loses and Miller wins, Seminole County would win the tiebreaker over Miller County. So it would mean Seminole County would advance, and then you got Region 3 Single A Public. You got 9-0 Metter hosting 8-1 Emmanuel County Institute. So and both teams, so ECI visiting Metter. And then where that game will be the Region 3 champion, Region 3 public champion, and the loser will be the 2 seed. And then and both teams are 6-0 in Region 3 play, and McIntosh County at the moment is the number 3 seed in Region 3, 4-2 in Region. And 4-4-1 overall, Jenkins County would be the 4 seed. If the season ended right now, regular season ended right now, 3-3 in the region, 3-6 overall. And as it would stand, Jenkins County is the 4 seed in Region 3. Would travel to Pelham for the first round. And McIntosh County Academy, Darien, Georgia, would be the 3 seed and go down to Camilla to face Mitchell County. And how about Region 2 quickly? Region 2 Single A Public, Irwin County, number 1 seed, 42-7 winner over Clinch County. And Charlton County snapped a 3-game losing streak, edging Lanier County 42-41. Brooks County over Turner County 70-41. So Irwin County, then the 2-time back-to-back defending Class Single A Public champions, still number 1 ranked in the state by the AJC GHSF Daily Poll. And Brooks County is number 2 in that same poll. And Irwin goes to 5-0 in region play undefeated, 7-2 overall, with both of their losses coming to higher classification teams in Class AA Fitzgerald, as well as Class 7A Tift County. Brooks County, its regular season is complete at 5-1 in region, 7-2 overall. And Turner County, after the loss to Brooks County, is all in third place for now. Sitting at 3-2 in the region, 4-5 overall. Charlton County, 2-3 in region, 6-3 overall. And Charlton hosts Atkinson in a three-way tie for 5th place at 1-4 in the region. So Atkinson and Charlton fighting for that 4th and final playoff berth, and then Clinch against Lanier. And those are the other two teams that are 1-4 in region 2. And where that game will finish the season with their 2nd region win in Turner County, Irwin County, and 2 rivals squaring off in Osceola. Still a lot to play for, and then in region 4 Single A Public, and you got Montgomery County 6-1, 8-1, Wilcox County 6-1, 6-3, Dublin 5-4, Dublin's 5-2 in the region, 5-4 overall. And then Johnson County and Dooley County, both tied for that 4th and final playoff berth at the moment. 4-3 in region, 6-3 overall. And Johnson County pretty much has that, number 4 seed in region 4 public, or Single A Public, wrapped up after outlasting Dooley County 21-14. So Montgomery County goes to Dublin, Hawkinsville's at Johnson County, Dooley's at Telfair County, Dooley County's at Telfair County, Wilcox County visits Strootland. So the only way one team, say either Dooley or Johnson, can advance to the playoffs, I mean, obviously they have to win. One team would have to win, the other team would have to lose. And that would break a tie either way. So again, and you just look at the brackets there. And Region 1 teams face off against Region 3 teams, 2 against 4, 5 against 7, and 6 against 8. So the teams in the odd number region. So to make a long story short, teams in the odd number regions will square off against each other in the first round. And teams in the even number regions, 2, 4, 6, 8, will play against each other in the first round. And a quick look at the first round playoff schedule. And teams in classes 2, 4, 5, and 7A will play on Friday, November 12th. Whereas classes 1 single A public, 1 single A private, and 6A will play on Saturday, November 13th. No exceptions. So 5 out of the 8 classifications will play on Friday, November the 12th. That would be 2, 4, 5, and 7. And then single A public, private, or 1A public and private. As well as 6A will play on Saturday, November 13th. And then second round through the semifinals. All classifications will be on Fridays, so no Thursday or Saturday games during the playoffs for those rounds, second round, quarterfinals, and semifinals, and how about class single A, private, in Region 1, and the Deerfield Windsor Knights fell to Mount DeSales of Macon, in Macon. Heartbreaking loss for the Knights. Final score 14-10. And the Knights fall to 3-6 overall. And 1-3 Region 1 single A private. Even with that, there's still an outside chance that Deerfield could still sneak in. More on that momentarily. And First Presbyterian clinched the Region 1 single A private title with a 14-7 win over Stratford, while Tatler Square rolled past Strong Rock Christian out of Locust Grove, Georgia, in Henry County, and some 45 miles southeast of Atlanta. Final score, Tatler Square 41, Strong Rock 16, and Tatler Square hosts Mount DeSales Thursday, November 5th, Thursday, November 4th, I should say, and First Presbyterian hosts Strong Rock, and then Deerfield Windsor host Stratford. So best case scenario, say Deerfield. So if Tatler Square were to defeat Mount DeSales, that would drop Mount DeSales to 2-3 in Region 1 private. And then the Deerfield Windsor Stratford game, that would be the big key here. Say the Knights pull off the upset over Stratford, that would mean Stratford, Mount DeSales, and Deerfield will finish Region 1 single A private play at 2-3. And then Deerfield had already lost to Mount DeSales. And yet beat Stratford. And then Stratford have already defeated Mount DeSales. So that head-to-head tiebreaker would be useless. And then I think it would eventually would come down to points allowed, and I think in region play. So I'm thinking, just doing the math mentally in my head, and Deerfield Windsor so far has been outscored, and 98 to and 24. And there are three region losses to Tatler Square, First Presbyterian, and Mount DeSales. So if it came down to the points allowed tiebreaker, and sadly, I think Deerfield Windsor would come out short in that department. So obviously, Deerfield Windsor, you know, would look to finish strong. Deerfield Windsor will be looking to finish strong in their second season under head coach Jake McCray. You know, knocking off Stratford. So, best the Knights can do is finish in a three-way tie with Mount DeSales and Stratford for those last two plow berths in Region 1 single-A private. And how about moving on to the GISA and Class AAA, and what happened in Region 3. And Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville clinched the Region 3 AAA championship with a 33-21 win over Valwood, while Tiftheria got its first region win in their second game in region play after defeating Southland Academy out of America's final score was Tiftheria 27, Southland 13. Valwood drops to 0-2 in Region 3 AAA in the GISA. You're seeing Southland and losing a tough one. And Southland was 1-0 in the region coming into that game. So, and the regular season finale for Friday, November 5th in Region 3 AAA. And before I get there, how about looking at the standings in Region 3 AAA of the GISA? Brookwood 2-0 in the region, 4-5 overall. So the Warriors will be looking to lock up the region championship and with a win this week. And Southland is 1-1 in the region, 4-5 overall. In Tiftheria, same record, 1-1 in region, 4-5 overall. Valwood in last place at 0-2 in the region, 2-7 overall. And Brookwood visits Southland this week. And Tiftheria travels to Valdosta to face Valwood, or just outside of Valdosta. So the Panthers taking on the Valiants. Tiftheria Panthers versus the Valwood Valiants and the Brookwood Warriors versus the Southland Raiders. So Brookwood can clinch the region free AAA title with a win over Southland. And Tiftheria can create a three-way tie for the region title, or three-way share of the region championship with a win over Valwood, plus a Southland win over Brookwood. I mean, that's how it will work. And then after this week's action, Friday, November 5th, and then they'll find out, Brookwood, Southland, and Tiftheria will find out whether or not they'll be able to advance to the playoffs in GISA, Region 3 AAA. I think the GISA doesn't release its brackets until around Monday. And okay. And then one more region to look at before finally wrapping things up for this week. And GISA Region 2 AA and then Southwest Georgia Academy and goes to 2-0 in that league after rolling past Memorial Day of Savannah 48-7 in Terrell Academy. An easy winner over Robert Toombs Academy 49-21. And quick look at the GISA Region 2AA standings. Terrell Academy and SGA both sit at 2-0 in Region 2AA. And the Eagles from Dawson, Terrell County Eagles from Dawson, are 8-1. And the Warriors, Southwest Georgia Academy Warriors, out of Damascus, Georgia, 4-4. And overall, Terrell and SGA are 2-0. Robert Toombs and Memorial Day both sit at 0-2 in region. And Robert Toombs, 1-9 overall, and Memorial Day, 0-10. Let's see, Memorial Day visits Robert Toombs, and the battle for the Region 2AA Championship has Southwest Georgia Academy facing Terrell Academy. Let's see, another South Georgia area school, Georgia Christian, improved to 4-3 overall after a 41-0 win over Community Christian. Georgia Christian will finish the regular season hosting Central Christian. This is in Region 6AA. And Fullerton Academy visits John Hancock. Fullerton Academy is in Pinehurst, Georgia. Dooley County in Pinehurst is a tiny unincorporated community located right in between the county seat of Vienna and Unadilla, which is close to the Houston County line. So Georgia Christian out of Dasher, Georgia in Lowndes County already finished region play. Already finished Region 6, GISA Region 6 AA play, undefeated 2-0, 4-3 overall. So, in the regular season, starting to wind down there, and about to wind things down here. Well, for this episode of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and the week of Monday, November 1st, going into play the week of Friday, November 5th, 2021, and don't forget, you can listen to this podcast online, High School Football Roundup podcast online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also, follow on Twitter at SWJ Network. And you can find out all things, you know, high school sports, including high school football, on there. And other news of interest here in Southwest Georgia, 27 counties or so, give or take. And speaking of high school sports, and hoping to start a high school basketball podcast coming soon, as well as some college basketball involving several teams from our area, including Albany State, Georgia Southwestern, and Valdosta State. And then, don't know the full details and don't know what the format exactly will be. But again, go to Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and follow on Twitter, SWJ Network, and also listen to our sister podcast, the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast, every early Saturday morning between midnight and sunrise on Spotify and on Anchor and anchor.fm/SWJ Network. Again, that's anchor.fm/SWJ Network, as well as on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of HSFR. Have a good rest of your week. And as always, stay safe. God bless you and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.